From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies on the subject of prayer, Dr. Cairns is examining the implications of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Today's focus continues to be on the connection between "Give us this day our daily bread" and the next phrase, "Forgive us our debts." Dr. Cairns has been calling attention to four lessons that the Lord Jesus would teach us by this connection. First, as we've already seen, unconfessed sin in a believer's life will hinder his praying. The second lesson is that by joining these two petitions, the Lord Jesus is showing that we are unworthy to receive the least of His blessings, that His mercy is magnified in giving us that to which we have no right at all. In the third lesson, we see that without God's pardon, temporal blessings do us little good. Finally, this joining of the two petitions for food and forgiveness demonstrates to us that God gives freely and forgives equally freely. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, From Every Sin. The text is Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. He shall save his people from their sins. Lord, save me from my sins. By thy name of Jesus, I am encouraged thus to pray. Save me from my past sins, that the habit of them may not hold me captive. Save me from my constitutional sins, that I may not be the slave of my own weaknesses. Save me from the sins which are constantly under my eye, that I may not lose my horror of them. Save me from secret sins, sins unperceived by me from my want of light. Save me from sudden and surprising sins. Let me not be carried off my feet by a rush of temptation. Save me, Lord, from every sin. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Thou alone canst do this. I cannot snap my own chains or slay my own enemies. Thou knowest temptation, for thou wast tempted. Thou knowest sin, for thou didst bear the weight of it. Thou knowest how to succor me in my hour of conflict. Thou canst save me from sinning, and save me when I have sinned. It is promised in thy very name that thou wilt do this, and I pray thee, let me this day verify the prophecy. Let me not give way to temper or pride or despondency or any form of evil, but do thou save me unto holiness of life, that thy name of Jesus may be glorified in me abundantly. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. This is available in CD or cassette form and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of Let the Bible Speak audio magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org, ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of things he has in his possession. That's what the rich fool mistakenly believed. And so when he looked at all the things, he said, "What will I do? I have so much harvest, I can't put it all away. Not a thought that I'll give to the poor." There were many of them around. There are in that area to this day poverty that would break your heart. He never had a broken heart for that. Never thought of a word of thanks to the one who gave it. Never a thought about the spiritual needs of his soul. He simply says, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down these barns. And I'm going to build bigger. And I'm going then to fill them, and I'll have so much food and so much money for such a long time that I'm going to sit back and I'm going to say, 'Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat and drink.'" My, he was going to have a wonderful time. But God said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" I want to tell you, when that man came to die, he left that all behind him. You've heard me say many a time of the conversation, so often repeated, but my, so true. And it has happened again and again. When the rich man died, two friends standing looking at his coffin said, "I wonder how much he left." And the other fellow said, "He left everything." That's the truth. He left everything. Proverbs 11:4 says that riches profit not in the day of wrath. The 36th chapter of Job tells us in verse 18, "Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with a stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength." These things don't impress God. As Zephaniah tells us in chapter 1:18, "Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath." You see, my friend, these things that we all tend to think of as so essential for life, Jesus says, yes, you may pray for the good things of life. You may pray for the necessities of life. But never forget the greater need is the need of the soul. You need God's pardon, because without God's pardon, all these blessings will simply be like giving a big dinner to a man ready for execution. But there's one final reason he brings them together. With this, I'm through. He brings these two petitions together to give us encouragement that as God gives so freely, he will forgive equally freely. He who feeds us will forgive us. He waits to be gracious, to be gracious and pardon. You know the very keynote of the gospel? This is the meaning of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the message that transformed the world from a world ridden by superstitious heathen priestcraft into a place where there was light and life. Acts 13:38, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." That's the message. Everyone with a burden of sin and guilt may apply for pardon, and as soon as they apply for pardon, they receive it. Do you remember the man who was sick of the palsy? That means he was paralytic. He was totally a paralyzed man. Something, you get the idea of what we would today call a quadriplegic. Perhaps not from the same reasons, but you get the picture of somebody completely physically helpless. Four friends heard that Jesus was in a house in Capernaum, and they put him on a litter and they carried him there, and they got to the place to find it overrun with people. There was no way they could get in through the door. And so they took themselves around another way. They climbed up onto the roof. And the roof, of course, is a flat roof. And they pulled away the tiles and they made a gaping hole in the roof until they then let down the litter into the room. I have no doubt that the Savior looked up and saw them come down. What did he do? He said to that man who was on that bed as the direct result of sin, he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." This is the God of heaven. This, my friend, is the one by whom God will judge all men. This is the one who marks the difference between going to heaven and going to hell. And he looked at that sinner who was getting what his own sins had brought upon him. And he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And in the forgiveness of sins, he raised him from that bed. That's God's grace. He loves to give, but my, he loves to forgive. Think of what that means to every believer, every backslider, every sinner. Believer this morning, through him, through faith in his name, Acts 13:39, we have been justified from all things. Your past is under the blood, forgiven. The righteousness of Christ is put to your account. You stand complete in Christ for time and for eternity. In him, says Ephesians 1:7, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And now, as Christians, even when we feel our God, the merits of Christ are still put to our account. And as we walk in the light, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ keeps continually cleansing us from all sin. In other words, God keeps applying the merit of the blood to all his believing people. Oh, he's a forgiving God. And if you're a Christian, you say, "But preacher, I, like Peter, have followed afar off. I've wandered far away. My heart has become cold. My testimony has been ruined. I've brought dishonor in the name of my Savior. And today I feel even unworthy to come before his throne to pray." Remember, Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Give us not only our daily bread, but forgive us our debts.'" And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. There's room at the cross for every backslider. What about those who have never known Christ? I've been with people. I think of an old man in a hospital in Northern Ireland who lived his life in ignorance of the gospel. Oh, he was a church member, but he may as well have been a member of any club because his minister was an ungodly, Christless man who had no idea of the gospel, didn't believe the gospel. Just was a feel-good, do-good, do-your-best, do-the-best-you-can sort of religion. No idea of sin and salvation. This man grew up and went on. And when some of his family came to Christ, he really didn't want to know anything about it. He wanted nothing to do with these bigoted free Presbyterians. His Presbyterian minister had been to college. And of course, you could never go to hell from college, could you? I only got to meet him when he was an old man. By this time, God was beginning to work a wee bit of sense into his head. As I opened the scriptures with him and spoke to him, he saw how great a sinner he was. But then he saw how willing our God is to forgive. That day, standing by his bedside, I had the great privilege of leading that old man to Christ. For the rest of his life, a brief span, but nonetheless a very important span, he lived with the testimony of God's forgiveness. We were singing that hymn that, well, I said we were murdering it, we were fighting it. Based in Isaiah 1, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And as one old preacher said, there's not only cleansing here, there's removal. While it's on the sheep's back, wool is not wool. Wool is fleece. It only gets to be wool when it's taken off. I don't know how much of that Isaiah thought about, but I must say when I heard the preacher say that, my heart said, amen, I believe it. Not only will he make your heart clean, but he'll wipe away the sin. He'll take it away forever. Give and forgive. Jesus brings them both together for very good reason. If I may adapt the words of the marriage ceremony, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Make this your prayer. Make this your prayer. And enter into the joy of God's pardon.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.